Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the 33rd in the series of Life Notes titled Praying with One Eye Open. This episode is Divine Violence, Part 2. The Gospel message comes from the book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 21a. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Last week, I reflected on how we can read the violent sections of the Bible in a metaphorical way that helps us reconcile a loving God with a sometimes violent text. This method of biblical interpretation is based on the foundational belief that our inner struggles not only mirror the violence recorded in the Bible, but also mirror the external violence we witness in our world today. These inner struggles occur between the ego self, the part of us that is overly identified with our mortal physical being, and our true self, the part of us that is inseparably wedded to God, others, and the eternal. These two selves, both of which are us, find themselves in frequent conflict because their goals, values, and perspectives differ widely. Unfortunately, the violence in our world is not metaphorical. The murder of innocents, physical abuse, oppression, and the heartbroken victims and families left in their wake are all very real. Let me restate the proposition that some will find silly or heretical. The world outside of ourselves mirrors the world inside of ourselves. As such, our eternal fate is inseparably tied to that of all others. Salvation is not an individual achievement. Rather, it is a communal awakening. The traditional view of heaven would not be heaven if we were there alone. That would be hell. We have neither the wisdom nor the perspective to judge who is worthy of either glory or damnation. What we have is a commandment to love each other. Followers of Jesus, by definition, try to do what he did. Jesus reached out to and served those on the margins of society. Prostitutes, tax collectors, widows and orphans, the sick and lame, immigrants, the blind. In no uncertain terms, he told us to go and do likewise. This command was not simply because loving these people is a nice thing to do, but because bringing them into our circle of care is a necessary step for our own entry into the kingdom of heaven. Remember, our inner life mirrors what we witness externally as their life. A common question I hear in discussions of mass tragedies like the Holocaust is this: where was God? The question is as wrong as it is reasonable. We are far too quick to blame God for evil manifestations of human brokenness and ignorance. The correct question is, where were we? Granted, most of us were not alive during the Holocaust, but where are we with the immigrants at our southern border? Where are we in the mass shootings occurring throughout our country? Where are we in human trafficking and the myriad of other continuing forms of human slavery and oppression? If we are God's hands and feet on earth, where are we? We are an integral part of the fabric of this society and the communities where we live. We help perpetuate that which we do not oppose. What public action have I taken on gun control, global hunger, immigration, or human trafficking? Personally, I have done far too little. So here is our dilemma. If the outer world mirrors our inner world, what are we doing about the senseless violence within? I think the answer begins with the degree to which we consciously identify with our ego self. The ego has no problem with personal gain at the expense of another. It has no problem looking the other way when someone else is being beaten or robbed, as long as the perpetrator does not come after it. Is it any wonder that we live in a violent, self-centered society? The ego has no social conscience, and a lack of social responsibility is at the heart of mass human tragedies. Assuming personal responsibility for the suffering of others is lacking. Our ego is very quick to assign blame elsewhere. And the first to suffer and the last to recover are those at the margins, the ones to whom Jesus dedicated his ministry. Once we identify more strongly with our true self, our connection to others becomes more apparent. We can no longer stand by and witness the persecution of others because their persecution is our persecution. Refusing to consider Scripture and the life around us as a reflection of our inner world is like praying with one eye open. We allow into our awareness only those parts of reality that support our ego self, and those at the margins pay the price for our ignorance. I will attempt to wrap up the loose ends of this discussion next week. You have been listening to the Life Notes podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.